The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, this time every week, we generally talk about technology with our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. We've left her in Dublin because we are at the ploughing. We're here at Agriland, slap bang in the middle of the site for the next couple of hours, right through until 7 o'clock. And they have been great hosts. They've got a great setup here. If you're here this evening, or probably more likely now, if you're going to be here tomorrow, well worth popping your head into Agriland. And Breffni O'Brien, who's a tech journalist with Agriland, is with me to talk tech. And Seamus Kenny is here as well, who's the founder of Autocoupler. Seamus, I might start with yourself. What is Autocoupler?
It's an automatic hydraulic coupling system for front-end loaders, loading shovels, teleporters, anything that uses hydraulic systems for implements. So the likes of a shear grab, road sweepers, anything like that. It automatically couples up the hydraulic system when the implement is picked up.
And what job is it replacing? I mean, the manual coupling that was done before, is that it?
Yes, it's keeping the operator in the cab. So they drive up, pick it up as normal. It's just a flick of a switch and it connects up the system automatically then. And the same in reverse. When they want to drop it off, just a flick of a switch, drop off the implement and away they go. The issue is residual pressure on the system makes it extremely difficult. Well, this is able to overcome that and do the connections automatically.
And is the selling point then that it keeps the operator in the cab, that it's time efficient, or is it a safety thing that there's, you know, that's kind of getting in between, you know, a loader and tractor or whatever it happens to be, that there's always an element of danger?
There is, yeah. It keeps the operator in the cab. So from a farmer's point of view, it's the convenience end of it. From everyone else, it's the safety element. Say you're taking an operator from a safety cab, you're putting them down in a crush zone, which is where they're trying to do the connections. Whereas with this system, it keeps them in the cab. It's a automatic system. And once they hook it up, it connects up the system automatically. And there's no having hands-on operations at all. Just a child could do the connection. It's that easy.
All right. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about where you go and everything with it over the next little while, or your vision for it, because I know you won a big award as well on this front. But briefly, the reason I guess we have Seamus here is just to give people a sense of the degree to which innovation is part and parcel of, you know, what's going on here at ploughing, but just the industry in general.
Yeah, Kieran, and thanks very much for having me onto the show this evening. Delighted to be here. But I suppose even if we just take a step back and just take a look at how far we've come as an agri-industry with innovation, you know, even looking at Agriland here, our boss, our founder, Cormac Farley, came here to the ploughing 13-odd years ago, I think it was, with the concept of Agriland, an online media platform. And I suppose he was actually told at the time, people said farmers would never do digital, did never have smartphones. Like, that's only 13 years ago. So that kind of gives you a sense of how far farmers have come with technology. And we even look now at all the things that farmers can do with their phones, you know, even looking at calving cameras, sheep looking out for sheep, lamb and things like that. You know, they can open fences. You know, it's unbelievable now, like all the things that farmers can do on their smartphones.
And do they have to do them? Is that, you know, there's that idea with any piece of technology, what do they say? It starts as a luxury, it becomes a necessity, and it turns into an obligation. You know, are we at that point where it's very hard to maybe to turn a profit and to keep your head above water in this industry if you're not embracing the technology?
Yeah, well, definitely technology helps make, it's there to make life easier, and I suppose to make jobs safer and more straightforward. You know, if you look at, you know, farming even one generation ago, we look at how, you know, it was really a lot more physically demanding. You know, there's a lot more hard physical work involved. Now, there's still lots of hard physical work, but there is technology and machinery and equipment there to help farmers out. And even Seamus's design idea is also an example of that.
And you know, there would have been a time when you'd come down here and you know, all of these media heads from Dublin would come down, they talk about AI, and they'd have to kind of differentiate the topic of conversation. Yeah. AI here meant something else entirely. But I assume artificial intelligence is absolutely infusing the industry as well, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Kieran. And like, you know, it's still, AI is a really new concept in the form of artificial intelligence. Obviously, in bovine reproduction, it's been around a good while in farming. But, you know, and I think farmers are still only coming to terms with this, what solutions AI can solve for them. I just seen down today in the innovations area of the ploughing, there's an app there built by somebody from Sligo, I think it is. But basically, farmers can add all their data into this AI tool and basically ask the app then, you know, what date did this field get fertilizer? What's the soil sample results? What date did I purchase this animal? And the AI tool will give the farmer their data back. You know, like on farms now, there's so many ways to collect different types of data, but often it's all piled up. And, you know, any farmers listening in this evening will know often the soil samples comes in and they go to the back of the press and they're left there. But now AI can bring that data and it can make it more available to farmers and help them, I suppose, to implement the data into their systems again.
And Seamus, I mentioned, so the awards, was it the iTech UCD's One to Watch Award, your winners of that this year. Where are you in terms of, you know, the business growing now, or, you know, people seeing it on the market and things like that?
We presented it at the Ploughing Match last year to try and just see what farmers' opinions were on it. They were positive across the board.
Yeah.
We went done the AgTech UCD thing, won that, and we're after seeing with a number of manufacturers, have they an interest in taking it on as respects to, is it something that fits in with our product line? And there is a number of discussions as regards putting it into the product line that they are doing, because it fits in with some of the implement manufacturers. It's complementary to what they are doing.
So that's the target market.
Yeah.
Is it though? Is the manufacturers as opposed to the end user? It's the manufacturers. You know that they're the purchasers of the equipment of the auto coupler, and it's fitted to what they're selling.
Yes, the reason, I suppose, the use of the Ploughing Match last year was to validate that there is a customer,
yeah,
for this, and it's to bridge the gap between the customer now and, we said, the concept and the customer. You need the manufacturer on board to take this on and start manufacturing and add this, because I'm not in the business of starting into manufacturing. It's the design of it, and that end of it was my end of it, and proving that there is a market for this. So now it's to get manufacturers on board and drive it forward from there.
So that's the next stage of the business journey, as it were.
Pretty much, yes.
And Breffni, can I ask you just about another piece of technology? Because it's a piece of technology we talk about on this show in other contexts, but it's drones, and Stella mentioned it, Stella Meehan from Agriland as well, a little bit earlier in the show. To what extent are we seeing that technology used by farmers around the country?
Again, Kieran, that drone technology is, I suppose, just starting to come on stream, I suppose, for farmers. You know, it's been used for things like surveying, mapping, things like that, taking photos, getting an overview of land, things like that. But just actually at the ploughing this week, I happened to see a company from Ashburn in County Meath, and they're showcasing a drone. Now, this drone is capable of spraying, I think it's 20 hectares per hour. It can lift over 70 kilos. So you imagine what 70 kilos is. Like, you know, it's a pretty impressive piece of kit. This is able to fly. It can pick up specific weeds in a field. It can pick up all these things. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I think the potential.
What will young lads do in the summer if they're not pulling wild oats?
Well, I actually overheard a farmer saying that they could go out and spray the field and send a drone down to collect the takeaway at the chip shop at the end of the at the end of the night out. So it's a look. You know, like the uses that drone technology are going to have in farming, they definitely have a role to play, and, like, you know, there's no denying that they do have a role in the future of ag technology. And I suppose it's crazy to see, like, you know, when the first four-wheel drives were maybe showcased at the ploughing, tractors, machinery, things like that, and now fast forward to today and we're seeing the first drones. So we could be here in, you know, a couple of years time, and drones could well be playing a central role in agriculture.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff, and like I say, if you're popping along tomorrow, there's so much to see in that regard. And Seamus, we wish you well as well with the journey with Autocoupler. Seamus Kenny, founder of Autocoupler, and Breffni O'Brien, tech journalist with Agriland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.